Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, get a piece of paper and a pen, because you're going to want to write down this breaking news. I told you this week we're going to break some news on Hunter Biden. And now we know that an ex-CIA, January the 6th committee aide, advised Biden and his Ukraine consulting firm. All of this under the Department of Justice investigation. This guy has been everywhere. A senior aide for the Congressional January the 6th committee, we are now being told, is a former advisor for a consulting firm tied to Hunter Biden and his work with the controversial Ukrainian energy company Burisma. The National Pulse is now revealing the company has been under investigation by the Department of Justice for engaging in unregistered foreign lobbying on behalf of its Ukrainian client. The same thing that they're looking at possibly charging Hunter Biden with and his uncle James Biden. Despite these concerns, former Blue Star Strategy senior advisor William C. Danvers is currently working for the House Select Committee to investigate the January the 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Danvers is employed as a senior researcher, according to congressional records, where he stands to make a reported annual salary of $173,900. Now, just step back, and again, you're going to have to go back and look at your notes. You've got a guy whose company's been under investigation by the DOJ for engaging in unregistered foreign lobbying on behalf of its Ukrainian client, Burisma, worked with Hunter Biden, and all of a sudden he gets a job as an investigator, a senior researcher into the investigation of January the 6th, riot at the U.S. Capitol for $173,900. How do we know this? Because we have a copy now of the U.S. House of Representatives payroll certification, final copy of who all they're giving money to and exactly how much cash they're going to be making. Many of the people that are investigating the January 6th riot, insurrection, as they call it, are making a ton of money. I'll give you an example. An investigative counsel, 145. Deputy staff director and chief counsel, 188. Another investigative counsel, 140. Director of member services, 145. Another investigator, 130. This is how much money you're paying for this charade. Staff director, 188. Another investigative counsel making 120. And then you see William C. Danvers, senior researchers. He's making $173,900. $173,900. That comes out to a gross pay of $14,491.68 per month. That's what you're paying for. These are just some of the people that are getting paid on the January 6th investigation. Now, Danvers was previously listed as a senior advisor. Listen carefully. As a senior advisor to the Biden-linked Blue Star Strategies, a Washington, D.C.-based consulting firm that worked to boost the public image of none other than the Ukrainian-based energy company Burisma Holdings. How much was he making? I'm going to tell you in a moment. But first, I want to remind you about an amazing product that you're going to love. It is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. Now, if you're looking for a gift for any man in your life, they will freak out. If you're thinking about Christmas in advance, I promise you, any dude in your life will freak out, or any person that loves to be outdoors. Women love this as well because they can take it with them anywhere and listen to music. It is the loudest, truly waterproof, and ultra-long battery life portable speaker. You can also customize it with collegiate color combinations. You can mix and match the color box with a custom handle to create your team's colors. Now, this is the perfect gift for somebody that loves to hunt or tailgate. This is for someone that likes to go fishing. If you like to do anything outdoors, even just hang out on the back patio, it is the perfect sound system you can take anywhere, and it's the perfect gift. So if you want the ultimate speaker when you're outdoors, go to turtleboxaudio.com. That's turtleboxaudio.com. You are going to get a special discount code. If you use the code BEN, you'll get $20 off and free shipping. So check it out, turtleboxaudio.com. Use promo code BEN for free shipping and $20 off. Back to this guy who previously was listed as a senior advisor to the Biden-linked Blue Star Strategies, that consulting firm that worked to boost the public image of Ukrainian-based energy company Burisma Holdings. Now, during that time, Hunter Biden served on Burisma's board while this guy was collecting sizable fees, retainer fees. Emails obtained from the hard drive from hell appear to show Hunter Biden playing a crucial role in the scandal played energy firm's decision to proceed with hiring Blue Star Strategies in the U.S. Hunter Biden told Burisma executives, quote, "Let me have one final call with them and verify once more that they understand the scope, so that we can all feel the retainer is in line with the work required." He went on to say, "I trust Blue Star co-founder Sally Painter and Karen implicitly, so I believe we are all aligned. But I want to have one last conversation with them to confirm before we proceed." 2 days later, this all from Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. Hunter reiterated in an email to the CEO of Burisma that fellow Burisma board member Devin Archer and I do feel comfortable with Blue Star and the ability of Sally and Karen to deliver. Looking forward to getting started on this. You go to Blue Star Strategies website at the time, and they've got seasoned professional perspective for your team. As a bipartisan firm, we serve as the highest levels of government, private sector, international institutions, and media. some of the big names there, Karen and Sally and Madeline and Jeremiah, right? These are all, you know, senior advisors. And there's the picture of William C. Danvers, the guy who's getting the hookup. Now, Danvers is no longer listed as a senior advisor at the firm, with the website archive showing his profile was deleted between September of 2018 and November of 2019. Danvers also worked for current special presidential envoy for climate change, John Kerry, during the Obama administration. He was his deputy staff director at the State Department. This dude pops up everywhere there's controversy. Their affiliation adds to Danvers' conflicts of interest, as Kerry's stepson was intimately involved with many of Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. Danvers is also a longstanding D.C. intelligence operative, having worked for the Congressional Research Service. He also happened to work for the World Bank, and he worked for the far-left Center for American Progress. In fact, he even served as Deputy Secretary General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and was intimately involved with Ukrainian corruption. Now, Danvers also served under Leon Panetta at the CIA and the Pentagon, and as a special assistant to the President for National Security Affairs and the Senior Director for Legislative Affairs at the National Security Council. So what does this mean? This means that Danvers, a guy who's working for Burisma, a guy that's not registered as a foreign agent, who worked for Kerry, who worked for the World Bank, who worked as the Deputy General Secretary for the Economic Cooperation and Development, was all intimately involved in Ukraine corruption. And now this same dude is serving on the January 6th committee. Don't tell me that's not shady as hell. Now, we found out something else about Danvers. He also served under Leon Panetta at the CIA and at the Pentagon as a special assistant to the President for National Security Affairs and Senior Director for Legislative Affairs of the National Security Council. According to his own bio, Danvers worked for the House of Representatives for 8 years as a foreign policy aide, where among other things, he handled relations with the North Atlantic Assembly for a chair of one of the Assembly's committees and as a press secretary. He also served as a legislative aide for Senator Joe Lieberman, covering a range of international issues. He's also written for the Hill website and newspaper, as well as a website called The Globalist. Danvers' appointment to the committee of January 6th is just the latest example of a smoking gun about the example of the deep state and the far left bias. In addition to a producer for the committee's hearings posting violent threats towards Donald Trump supporters on Twitter. And here's the other thing. You're paying this guy big money. His salary, $173,900, to work on the January 6th committee as a researcher. Welcome to the corruption of the deep state. An ex-CIA official, a January 6th committee aide, an advisor to Biden, worked with Biden, worked with Ukraine, worked with Burisma, worked at a consulting firm that's now under Department of Justice investigation for not registering as working for a foreign government. Everything's normal here, folks. Nothing's crazy. It's all normal. Now, with the information that I just gave you, I want you to share this podcast, all right? Forward it, hit that little forward arrow to your family, friends. Please put it up on social media and write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to the show so that more people can see and find this podcast, because this is the information that the media is 100% refusing to cover, and now you understand why. I want to remind you about one amazing company that I've been using for years. It's called Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they work as a force for conservative values. They take a portion of your bill every month at no additional cost to you and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they're actually winning. Now, if you would love to make a difference with every phone call you make, you need to check out Patriot Mobile, because it's also going to save you money over what you're paying right now. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage off the same towers that you're using right now. And they support conservative values with every call. So make the switch. Check out PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson for special deals or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Ferguson as well. Special discounts are available for veterans and first responders because they back the men and women that fight and protect this country. So join the movement and make the switch and make a difference with every call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT, promo code Ferguson.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want to switch gears now to another story that deals with the same thing that we're just talking about with Hunter Biden, because I'm going to bring it back and connect it, okay? I just want you to understand this. What's happening now in Washington is that people that are exiting government are getting paid big time. The new example, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, Anthony Fauci, the guy that you're supposed to listen to on all things get vaccinated, the guy who's telling the president to remind Americans that part of hurricane, these are their words, not mine, hurricane, getting ready for a hurricane, right, is to go get vaccinated. That's how insane these people are. Well, while this crisis has been happening, while COVID lockdowns were happening, there's one thing that keeps happening to Dr. Fauci's bank account. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. Not just a little bit, but massive. Anthony Fauci's net worth, we now know, has increased over 70% to $12.7 million since the COVID pandemic started, a new report says. Yet another miraculous salary gain for a so-called public servant. Newly obtained financial documents reveal that the controversial and tool bag, as I call him, Anthony Fauci's new net worth exceeds $12.5 million, surging over $5.1 million amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. Don't tell me you don't make money serving the government right on TV every day. Obtained by the government watchdog group, Open the Books. The records detail how America's most powerful public health official amassed his net worth through investments, gifts, and his taxpayer-funded salary. Fauci's wife, by the way, Christine Grady, is also a National Institute of Health employee, curiously serving as the chief of the NIH Clinical Center's Department of Bioethics. Conflict of interest there? Yes. Anybody in the media talking about it? Of course not. The Fauci household disclosed that their total net worth increased from roughly $7.6 million on January the 1st of 2019 to now over $12.6 million by December 31st of 2021. So in basically 2 years, their net worth jumped by $7.6 million while Americans that were suffering, small businesses were being shut down, and America was dying financially. And now look at where we are. But don't worry, Anthony Fauci got paid $7.6 million. The numbers represent a nearly 70% increase in their net wealth. Documents also reveal that Anthony Fauci continues to be the top paid government employee, federal employee, more than the president, earning a salary of $456,000 in 2021. And $480,000 in 2022. Anybody else get that kind of raise in the private sector? While the economy is hurting, of course not. But who cares? Because this is Dr. Fauci. How much has Dr. Fauci's net worth increased? Well, let's go back to 2016. In 2016, Dr. Fauci's net worth for his family was $5.8 million. Fast forward 5, 6, 7 years later. He's now at $12,677,000. How much has he made since a guy by the name of Joe Biden got into office? He's made almost $3 million since Joe Biden became the president out of that total I just gave you. During 2021, an ongoing pandemic year, the Fauci household's net worth gained a total of $2.832 million. Through federal income and benefits worth $903,000, as well as perks and benefits totaling $919,000 and $910,000 in investment gains. The Fauci family's household investment portfolio previously gained $794,000 in 2020. Big difference when a Democrat gets into office, right? Because Fauci's the man. Fauci's investment account is now valued at $10.2 million. And his wife's investments totaled $2.4 million as of December 31st of 2021. The funds are held in a mix of trust, retirement, and college education accounts, quote unquote. Fauci also has an IRA worth $706,000, not bad for a government job, right? And defined benefit brokerage account totaling $2.5 million. This dude's rich. He also has a revocable trust worth $7 million. His wife's revocable trust is $2.269 million and also has an IRA totaling $138,000. The documents do not include the names of any individual stocks held by the family. They do show some investments in broadly targeted mutual funds. In 2021, Fauci supplemented his government income with nearly $1 million last year in prizes from nonprofit organizations such as the Dan David Foundation, which awarded $901,000 for speaking truth to power and defending science during the Trump administration. In other words, he was getting paid to attack Donald Trump, and they gave him basically $1 million to do it. Don't tell me that's not a conflict of interest. They're saying it's a gift, an award. They paid him. This organization, the Dan David Foundation, gave Dr. Fauci $1 million to attack Donald Trump. Now, Fauci kept $901,400 of the prize money all for himself. Well, he did do a little bit of good, right? He did allocate, we're being told, roughly 10% to handpicked scholarship winners. Fauci also collected awards of $12,500 from the Elliot Richard Prize in Public Service and the Abelson Prize from the American Association for the Advancement of Science. He got an award from on February the 8th. Fauci's 2021 disclosures also note that he continued to hold a stake in a San Francisco restaurant called Jackson Fillmore, worth between $1,000 and $15,000. Now, the release of Fauci's financial disclosures follows his decision to retire from his role as the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases director, which will leave him with an annual retirement package exceeding $350,000 every year for the rest of his life. Now, I think we can all agree that these are staggering figures. I think we can all agree that this is clearly Dr. Fauci being rewarded for attacking conservatives and Donald Trump, getting millions to do it. And these staggering figures come amidst Fauci actually sending your tax dollars to fund risky bat coronavirus research at a Chinese Communist Party-controlled lab in Wuhan. We know that. Is he going to answer for it? Of course not. We know that Fauci's Wuhan lab friends held no compromise communist study sessions. That also not being talked about by the media. This came out back in May of 17th of 2021. We now know for a fact that the Wuhan Institute of Virology has removed several articles revealing its deep links to the Chinese Communist Party, including receiving awards from the regime for its efforts to boost party spirit and pledging to the party goals of the Communist Chinese Party, saying that they are with the Chinese Communist Party without compromise during a communist study session. A Chinese language version of the site reveals that the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab had several Chinese Communist Party organizations, including a party committee, a commission for discipline inspection, and a communist youth league, all involved. The lab's party building and science culture page also revealed the existence of a United Front group, an effort which, according to the U.S.-China Security and Economic Review Commission, aims to, quote, co-opt and neutralize sources of potential oppression to the policies and the authority of its ruling Chinese Communist Party. This is who we were sending money to. And you could read this on their website, right? Fauci knew this. He knew that he was sending money to people that had this on their website and happily kept doing it. We know that the influence that the Chinese Communist Party also on the website, it read this: their goal is to influence foreign governments and other actors to take action or adopt positions supportive of Beijing's preferred policies. That's who we were sending our money to. The lab has also hosted United Front officials at its symposiums concerning infectious diseases. One press release revealed that a Wuhan researcher listed on several studies funded by Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases received awards as well as grants from the Chinese Communist Party. The Ministry of Education issued a notification announcing that a Professor Xi from the Wuhan Institute of Virology is approved to enjoy the 2014 special government allowances of the State Council. The lab's website boasted before adding, in addition, she has been awarded a young and middle-aged expert with outstanding contributions in the province, administered by the State Council. The award shows the care and support from the central government, according to the Wuhan Institute of Virology's own website. A now-deleted post from 2013 also revealed that the lab hosts a management party branch, which received the Advanced Grassroots Party Organization Award from the actual Chinese Work Party Committee.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When, yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
the
problem.
We
didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
Right.
And then you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
If you take a step back and you just think about everything I just told you about Dr. Fauci, that he's giving money to experts, right, who are giving pledging allegiance to the Chinese Communist government and their propaganda, getting financial support from the central government, having the Chinese party leaders come in and award them with different things, and making sure that they all pledge allegiance no matter what to whatever it is they tell them to say or do, especially when it comes to a disease getting out. Just think about what this is. And Dr. Fauci has had to take zero responsibility for this. You go back to the money he was giving out by creating learning party organizations. This is on the Wuhan's website while he was giving them money. And actively organizing various party branch activities, referring to the Chinese Communist Party, they have helped ensure the Wuhan Institute of Virology's successful implementation of the Innovation 2020 and one position, the three major breakthroughs, and five emphasized research direction and development plans. The lab bragged on their own website. Don't worry, that's all been deleted. The post also reveals that the group holds routine meetings to improve party spirit, referring to the Chinese Communist Party, and political consciousness, including events such as welcoming the 18th Chinese Communist Party National Congress. Now, all of this was on the Wuhan Institute of Virology's website for years while Dr. Fauci was sending them six and seven figures to do shady things with that money. On their own website, it said, in terms of political theory education, the Wuhan Institute of Virology's first contribution is the institution's management branch committee's commitment to its members' education in political theory and management capacity. In other words, indoctrination of communism. Through periodical special Democratic Life meetings for the members' training and education in the party spirit, their political consciousness and theoretical understanding have been effectively deepened. The second contribution is in organizing a series of welcoming the 18th Chinese Communist Party National Congress activities, providing a philosophical underpinning for the 1, 3, and 5 plan. Another deleted article that was up on the website when we were giving seven figures to these people that's now been deleted encouraged researchers to become, quote, fully aware of the significance of party member integrity and diligently perform position duties and Chinese Communist Party member integrity responsibilities. That is all gone from the website now. The lab also held a 150-person meeting to commemorate the anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, including granting awards for outstanding members and inaugurating new party members, according to another deleted post. One of them read this way: in the morning on June 28th, the Wuhan Institute of Virology held a meeting in the academic auditorium to commemorate the 92nd anniversary of CPC, Chinese Communist Party. More than 150 CPC members of the Institute attended the meeting. The secretary of the CPC committee of the Institute presiding over that meeting. The meeting began with a national anthem. In the meeting, nine newly admitted party members raised their right hand and took an oath in front of the party flag. This is in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Then Yi Pingfan, the vice secretary of the Communist Party Committee, announced the decision of awarding advanced party branches, outstanding party workers, and party members. Amid warm applause, the secretary and vice secretary presented honor certificates to the advanced party branches, the outstanding party workers, and party members, saying, "You will be with us without compromise." The lab's Chinese language site contains dozens of articles highlighting party building activities occurring at the lab. The lab frequently hosted study sessions on the president's ideology, noting researchers must implement the party's deployment without compromise. At the meeting, the deputy secretary of the party committee and secretary of the Commission for Discipline Inspection focused on the Wuhan Institute of Virology, adhering to and strengthening the overall leadership of the party, improving and developing my country's national system and government system, and insisting on people under the state governments, volume three, part three parts, he says. He emphasized that to uphold the party's leadership is to firmly establish the four consciousness, strengthen the four self-confidence, and revolutionary. Also, having safeguards, the party organization at all levels and all party members must be consistent with the party's central committee in terms of policy, ideology, and action, and implementing the party's development and deployment without compromise. This is who Dr. Fauci was sending your money to. These were the people that were getting our tax dollars for them to use our tax dollars for, quote, research and doing all this communist crap at the same time. You have to think about this. You have to think about what Dr. Fauci was doing. And now you go back to the money. We now know how much money he was making. Dr. Fauci has been killing it financially working for the federal government. His net worth has increased over 70% to $12.7 million since the COVID pandemic. And not only that, not only did he get another miraculous salary gain for being a so-called public servant, but he's being rewarded for standing up to Donald Trump and getting $1 million last year just for doing that in an award. I've heard of people getting awards. I've never heard of people getting $1 million for attacking a sitting president. I've never heard of someone getting $1 million being rewarded for attacking Donald Trump and anyone around Donald Trump. That's messed up on a whole nother level. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Now, all of this is coming out about Dr. Fauci. Well, there's another story that's breaking. And I'm going to go back to Hunter Biden, what I mentioned in the beginning. We now are being told that Hunter Biden, laptop whistleblower, is going to tell in a two-part interview, Tucker Carlson, that the FBI ghosted him before the 2020 election. A Trump-hating former FBI agent short-circuited the Bureau's probe of Hunter Biden's laptop just before the 2020 election by ghosting a key whistleblower. That is what the former associate of the president's son told Tucker Carlson in the new interview. Tony Bobulinski, a former Hunter Biden friend and business associate who came forward with damning evidence about alleged Biden family corruption just 2 weeks before the 2020 presidential election, told the Fox News host Tucker Carlson that Timothy Tebow, that now disgraced FBI agent who was resigned or forced out of the building, never followed up with him despite promising to do so. Take a listen to part of the trailer for this big interview.
Tim Tebow, in his last discussion with my legal counsel, was, listen, we know Tony's cooperating. We appreciate all the information he's provided. We will follow up with you. We're definitely going to have him come in for a follow-up interview or spend some more time on this. And I haven't heard from him since.
At all?
No. Nor have my lawyers.
No communication whatsoever?
No.
Since before the 2020 election?
Correct.
That's shocking.
Shocking. Yeah, that would be one adjective.
That would be one adjective. Tony Bobulinski confirming that Timothy Tebow is a total fraud. Tebow was his point of contact. He was the lead agent in the Hunter Biden investigation and in charge of investigating election fraud in the 2020 election. It's fair to say that Tebow is the reason that Biden is the president of the United States of America. This interview, by the way, corroborates a recent report from the New York Post columnist Miranda Devine about Tebow's extraordinary alleged efforts to shut down any probe into Hunter, Joe, or James Biden, which may have changed the election outcome. Timothy Tebow, who left the Bureau in August under mysterious circumstances, was a key to burying evidence contained on the laptop, Miranda Devine wrote, author of The Laptop from Hell. Bob Alinsky's evidence appears to have fallen into the same black hole at the FBI as Hunter's laptop, never to be seen again, she wrote. The computer, which Hunter Biden abandoned at that computer repair shop, is believed to have been in possession of the FBI actually since late 2019, more than a year before the election. They have the photos, the videos, the emails, the text messages on the device, which were also ignored by legacy news outlets. Why? Because it painted the president's son as a drug-addicted degenerate and raised real troubling questions about Joe Biden's own role in his son's business dealings. I'm going to have more on that for you in tomorrow's podcast, so make sure you stay around for that tomorrow. Please share a podcast with your family and your friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.